sorry. So sorry.
Tell me, why are you crying?
Because I just left you all alone.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Because I couldn't find you all this time.
Easy. I'm right here, okay? By the way, what's your name?
Oh yeah. I guess you don't know it, do you?
I know this is just a dream world, but I can smell the air. I can even feel the dirt. That's so strange, isn't it? Are you listening? Hey, Echidna? Oh, I'm sorry, are you alright? Was I walking a little too quickly?
Oh, save your fake sympathy. You don't think those words will change my attitude, do you? If so, then you're quite foolish.
I was genuinely worried about you.
I need none of your concern whatsoever. There were a few too many dreams happening at once, that's all. It will adjust itself soon. Slowly but surely. See? Consider the name Dream World to be merely a figurative expression. More accurately, it's a separate world, replicating the memories and reflecting the consciousness of those who choose to undergo the trial.
Thanks for that. I appreciate the explanation, even though you don't like me.
Just don't get any ridiculous ideas about me actually being a nice person or anything. It's simply my nature to answer any questions that are asked of me.
I understand.
Do you remember the pathetic struggle you endured the last time you attempted the trial?
I was so helpless then. I can't even argue with your description of it. I guess I covered up my memories because I didn't want to see them. Maybe that's why I can't even recall one of them on my own. Everything's just so fuzzy. Even now, I'm still not prepared.
Then it would be no surprise if you failed again, right? Making an excuse before you even start is awfully defeatist.
No, it's not that. I've thought of a way to use this place to ready myself.
I'm assuming this is no ordinary tree. There was something you desperately wanted to keep locked up inside it.
This is the princess room. I was often sent here to play back when I was little. Oh, right. I can't touch the door. Could we just walk through it instead?
The young one is clearly you, isn't it? Even though you weren't aware of anything yet, you look so annoyingly carefree.
Are you going to complain about me at every age? Besides, how I... It's my mother, Fortuna.
Amelia, I need to go and take care of something. So you stay here in this room and be good, all right?
Is it something important again?
That silver hair of yours is exactly like my brother's. However, I believe your gentle features come from your mother's side. Because everyone from my side has mean eyes.
Oh no, they're two of the prettiest ones I've ever seen. That woman's mother, Fortuna, my father's younger sister. My real parents were always too busy with their responsibilities to make time for me. Which meant that most of my days were spent in her care.
I'm so bored! Why does she hide everything from me? Mother says lying and secrets are wrong, right?
I wish I could go outside. Huh?
Hi. Fortuna and everyone else keep secrets from me, so this should make us even. Sneaky sneak.
I want to thank you. You've done so much for us time and time again.
That isn't necessary. I know we've brought you more than your share of inconveniences.
Well, the same could also be said for us, Goose.
Also, I know that I ask this every time we meet, but does the seal remain intact?
Yes, don't worry. There have been no changes. And it needs to stay that way. If the worst were to happen, I could never face my brother and sister.
Your brother and his wife, you mean?
It's all right. I'm aware of that. But no matter the circumstances, I mustn't forget the responsibility I've been tasked to carry. I don't want to abandon it, or see it part way. Don't you feel the same?
Well, actually, to be completely honest with you, I don't have anything else. So I suppose it's a different sense of responsibility from yours. Obsession, regret. I'm clinging to things that might as well be delusions.
Thanks to the spirits, the seasons don't change very much in the forest. But you continue to bring us things like clothing and books. We truly appreciate it. Thank you, as always.
Truthfully, I don't agree with forcing all of you to live in such an inconvenient place like this. It won't ever seem right to me.
Come on, don't just call it a place like this. Thank you for getting that everybody here loves the forest.
Miss Fortuna! All the items have been transferred.
Thank you, Archie. I appreciate it.
I can see you're only growing more and more dependable, aren't you?
As part of the next generation of forest dwellers, I know I can't be regarded as a novice forever.
I pray that your good health will persevere. For the forest and the seal, for your family, and of course for yourself as well. Oh, yes. I almost forgot to ask you. About Miss Amelia. Does she remain in good health?
No need to worry. She's growing into a very kind-hearted and healthy young lady. But I apologize. I still can't allow her to meet you.
It's all right. As long as I know Miss Amelia's growing up safe and in good health, then that'll be enough. A sinner such as myself wouldn't ever dare to ask for anything more than that.
Bishop Romani Conti, are you ready?
Yes, I'm all finished here. It's time for us transgressors to be on our way. Miss Fortuna, until next time then.
Even if no one else here will say it, please know that we're extremely grateful to you. And I truly mean that.
That's kind of you to say. Your words of praise alone would surely carry me through 100 years of turmoil.
Miss Fortuna, are you feeling tired, or...?
Of course not. Don't treat me like such an old lady. I know I may seem elderly compared to a young boy like you, but I'm still in good shape.
No, that wasn't what I meant at all. I just thought this must be hard when you also have the forest dweller duties.
Then maybe I'll take advantage of your kindness, and let you handle the rest of them. Right now, I need to go and free a little princess who must be getting pretty bored.
What do I do? Wow.
Amelia, are you awake?
Yes, I'm awake. But
what? Why are you so flustered?
I'm sorry. I wanted to draw, but I spilled the ink everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Mother Fortuna, I'm sorry.
Honestly, you worry about things too much. You don't need to be so afraid. I'm not angry, okay? You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's nothing. I just really missed you today. That's all. You spoiled girl. Hey, wanna know something? I love you.
Perhaps the sights you lock deep within your heart have begun to overlap, intertwining with scenes from your memories a bit.
I'm shocked. I thought you'd have some stinging comments ready. Mean and petty things to say about Mother and me.
Even if that's what you thought I would do, I wouldn't recommend putting that out in the open and saying so. My opinion of you is already low enough, and with these petty accusations, you're making it plummet even further.
Oh, no need to worry. I hadn't planned on telling anyone about this to begin with.
For better or for worse, it seems the influence that boy's had over you has grown rather strong.
You think so? Thanks for telling me.
Anyway, back to the task at hand. You've recalled your mother, some people you knew, and that so-called fairy. Are you ready to face your past now?
No, not yet. There are still some important memories I'm missing.
What more could there be?
There's the seal.
Little fairy, let's get going. We're escaping again today.
Huh? Hello? Amelia?
Is something the matter?
Nope, I'm just fine. What was it you needed, Archie?
Well, first things first. I thought I'd bring some snacks over for you. Now, eat these up and be a good girl, all right?
Okay, thanks. Archie's been such a worrywart lately, so I need to be extra careful. Cuse's group is here again today. I thought whatever they were hiding would be something fun. Mother and the others are really weird.
I have to say, Amelia's been so full of energy lately. She's always coming home with her clothes all muddy.
That she's so lively can only be a good thing. I'll bring some new clothes for her soon.
You've already done so much. I'm sorry to be asking for even more. But do you have adult clothes too?
Yes, of course we do. So why not take a look? I'm sure we have something that would be lovely on you.
Hold on. We may have known each other a long time, but there's no need to embarrass me with comments like that.
I only spoke what I felt to be the truth. Was there something strange about how I said it?
What are you doing?
I was just remembering something. There was once a time when you seemed unhappy while talking to me, and it turned out you had a rather high fever. You're not warm now, though.
Come on, you're just being silly. That was decades ago. Stop treating me like a child. You're so ridiculous.
Oh, that stupid Goose. Oh yeah, and stupid Archie, too.
Tell me, does the seal still remain in place?
Just as always, yes. It's very conscientious of you to check on it each time you're here.
That is my duty, after all. The state of affairs outside the forest is dubious at the moment. Perhaps my concern is baseless, but I wanted you to be aware.
Of course.
Please continue being diligent. For Miss Amelia, and for the two of them as well.
Wait, what seal? Yes, please.
A door? Strange to see one out here.
This is the seal. And its very existence is the reason.
So you found the answer, did you?
This is what they've been talking about?
Some other guy saw my letter to the girl who I'm in love with before she did. My life is over.
Oh, come on. You're way too damn depressed about this. Gotta try and get a hold of yourself, man.
I never imagined that Garfield would be there in the shadows waiting to settle the score.
Look, you're always hitting on her in front of other people anyway. So why get so embarrassed about it just because you put it in writing this time?
Normally, I'm prepared for her to brush off stuff like this. Since that's what always happens, I've gotten used to it. But I was going for broke and being serious for once. And it was literally a late-night love letter. The most embarrassing kind!
Hey, don't beat yourself up about it, boss. If anything, it made me wish that I could sponge off for your good luck. In matters of love, follow the Lingdorn's example, am I right?
I know you want to make me feel better, but no matter what you say, it still sounds like you're just trying to pick a fight with me! It took Garfield about an hour for the trial when he went in, so I guess it'll take her about the same.
If she successfully completes it, that is.
Try to take a hint for a change.
Ow!
You're this oblivious and you call yourself a merchant?
Comments like that hurt a lot more than a flick to the forehead!
Anyway, Mishima would like to have a word with you, Barusu. She wants to continue the discussion from last night.
What did Grant... what did the old hag want to talk to you about for so long,
boss? There's no point in trying to cover it up now, because we all know you're a granny's boy. Mostly, she told me what happened when you went into the graveyard.
Oh, really?
I had my hands full yesterday figuring out how to deal with Garfield. And even though most things were sorted out, we still put off the most important part.
What are you referring to exactly?
Well...
It is a subject that is quite unavoidable if you truly wish to liberate the Sanctuary.
This door's strange. Why won't it fall over? I don't understand how it works. But thanks to all of you, I at least managed to find it. Yay, everyone! Now what? This whole thing is Mother Fortuna's fault. And it's Goose's fault, too. Nyeh. Okay, time to go home. Today, I think I'll paint the sky red, and then use white for the whole forest. Hey, what's wrong? Is something gonna happen?
This is quite a problem. I might not make it by the appointed time. Huh?
Oh, and what cute little child might this be?
Please, sir, I beg you to let me on my way and show mercy.
Well, well, my goodness. What an adorable young lady. Huh? Wait, don't tell me that you're... No, you can't be her.
What's wrong? You okay, Goose?
Yes, I'm fine. Of course, yes, I couldn't be better. Nothing is wrong in the slightest. Do you want to know why? Because I've just been granted salvation like never before.
Really? If you've been saved, then why are you crying?
It's quite simple. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm so happy. And I feel elated. I'm truly blessed. All of this joy can sometimes bring warm tears to one's eyes.
You cry even when you're happy? It's all right, Kiss. Easy. It's all right. It's all right.
I know there are so many things like this that I'd forgotten. It's still hard. Not too long ago, I wouldn't have been able to accept this. But now it's different. I may be scared, but I won't shy away in fear.
You're opting to abandon depending on a man or father figure, even though it's so typical of a filthy woman like you.
I'm sure Subaru would forgive me if I were to make that choice. But I'd still be weak, and that's something I don't want to just shrug off. Besides, I don't want all those encouraging things he wrote for me to end up being wrong. He really believes in me, and that's why I can't allow myself to be embarrassed by his feelings.
Do what you believe to be right. Regardless of your path, I will simply find satisfaction in your suffering.
So everything is ready now?
That's correct. And the warm-up round is over. The trial that broke you once is beginning for real. Get ready.
Please wait, Miss Amelia! It's dangerous to run around like that!
That's a big no! Come on, just try to catch me!
She's pretty mischievous, isn't she? At times, even we can barely handle her.
It's good to be young and full of such energy, but I just wish she would avoid doing anything too dangerous. If she could jump around in her home, healthy and bathed in sunlight, with no concerns about hurting herself or breaking things...
Kyos.
Huh?
Come on. That wouldn't exactly be easy.
You don't think so? Well, for Miss Amelia's sake, I only wish there was some way to... Some way to just...
Hey! What's gotten into you anyway? Why aren't either one of you chasing me? Aren't we still in the middle of playing a game?
Ah, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Never before have I made such a terrible mistake.
Now there's no need to spoil her like that. Amelia, come over here, please.
Okay, Mother. Be right there. Honestly, you are so spoiled.
Right into my trap. It looks like you've been captured, which means I've officially won the game.
Come on, no fair. That's cheating. You're playing dirty. Say you're sorry.
My goodness, you're definitely a handful, little girl. Now let me ask you something. Have you put the least bit of thought into what I said to you earlier? Tell me, why exactly do you think Goose and I were chasing you?
I can explain. The fairy said we should go outside and play, so
Seriously, Amelia, you shouldn't blame things on other people, fairies or otherwise.
You're right, I'm sorry. Since I made friends with Goose while I was out, I only wanted to find a way to tell you about it. And since he's a crybaby, I felt like I had to do my part to help him.
Now, that feeling is something very special. However, you made a solemn oath to me that you'd never go to that place, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well then, you needed to keep your word. Listen carefully. A promise is the embodiment of trust. And to break it is to betray that trust, so you mustn't ever do it again. You have to promise me, Amelia. I want you to swear that you'll do your best to keep your vows from this moment on.
All right. I will. I'm really... really sorry, Mother.
Okay. That's good enough for me. And what about you, Goose? Are you all right?
I'm sorry. It was just such a dazzling sight. I couldn't hold back my tears.
Anyway, Amelia. Huh? You mentioned that fairies talk to you?
Yes, they do. And they've been coming to help me out for a long time now. Wanna see?
Huh? Are these lesser spirits? I can't believe how many there are.
A wonderful surprise indeed. Miss Amelia possesses the natural talent to be a spirit user.
Lesser spirits? And what do you mean by spirit user?
The things you've been calling fairies are actually beings known as lesser spirits. Those who communicate with them, form contracts with them, and borrow their powers are known as spirit users.
You mean I can be one of them?
Hold on. Please don't give her any crazy ideas.
I must point out that Miss Amelia won't be a little girl forever. Knowing that, at times in the future when nobody's by her side, they'll be a great source of strength for her.
Maybe, but that sounds like it could be dangerous. I can't let my sweet Amelia...
Listen, I'm on Goose's side today. He says I'm gonna be a spirit user, so there! Nah.
You see, she's taking you seriously. So, what are you going to do now?
Well, I...
I don't know. What a predicament.
Hmm? You know, the way that you two are carrying on, you're acting like a mommy and daddy.
Don't say silly things like that. Kyuss and I have known each other for a long time.
Yes,
that's
right, Miss Amelia.
That's why we speak.
To one who's lived as long as I have, even Miss Fortuna is little more than a child.
No, I think that may be going a bit too far. I'll admit you are older, but do you even know my age?
No, wait. I didn't mean to. Just poor phrasing. I'm sorry. Of course, I'm quite aware of your precise age. And you are certainly far too beautiful and too mature to be a mere child.
Mm-hmm. Very well, then. I'll forgive you. But look, you'd better be really sorry.
Of course. What I was trying to say, though poorly, is that I've known Miss Fortuna for a long, long time. More years than you could imagine. In fact, I've known her since the days when your mother and father...
Kyuss!
Oh, forgive me.
But what about my mother and father?
I'm sorry, Amelia.
Huh?
We'll talk about that another time. Go on back to your room now.
Hope you don't forget. I'm gonna hold you to that, okay?
Come on, be a good girl. I know you can do that. And if you're extra, extra good, I'll let you see Kyuss again soon too, all right?
You really mean it? You'll make a solemn vow, and you won't break it?
Yes, you have my word. It'll be a very important promise, okay? An oath sworn between us both.
That's good enough for me. Thank you. I'll go back to my room now. I'll see you soon, Kyuss. Just be sure not to cry too much, alright? Make it a promise until we both meet again.
As you wish. Because I'm certain we'll meet again soon as well.
There's someone approaching now.
Who are you?
I do believe when you want to know someone's name, it's considered common courtesy to give your own first, is it not? We've never seen one another before, now have we? Therefore, I feel we should be on equal footing as far as building a relationship goes. What gives you the right to demand my name ahead of yours? You think you're so much better than I am?
I think I've heard enough. For a man, you sure like talking a lot, don't you?
Oh, for a man, you say? Thanks for showing me you don't even know any men you could possibly compare me to. My, what an attitude. I can't just let that slide, you know. Doing so would mean disrespecting my individuality, my authority, and my...
I said enough! Stop talking like you're in love with yourself and tell me who you are!
I'm the Sin Archbishop of the Witches' Cult representing Greed, Regulus Corneus.